fire. It was because I dreamt it twice it stayed with me. First the lion roaring at the fire, inside it yet surviving. Then me in some lonely place with fire blazing across a hillside and a forest cutting off the ways I could escape. My father dreamt of fire before he died. I remember him waking up, not quite in the world, speaking of how he could plunge into the flames of his own vision. Fire blinds us. We can't see what feeds the blaze from underneath. This is Lacan. He was writing about another dream and another father, roused by his child's voice and a warning of a death already past. Always it's hard to know what's real. One script contains allusions to another, reverberations voices carry between dreams. Sense flickers across what divides us from completion. Disturbance. The light was that blue glow of a summer night, too hot. The windows were open and the noises didn't stop. A crescendo of shouting and then someone hammering on a door, kicking it down. She wanted a spliff, someone told me, after the police had been and she'd been taken away. These sultry nights when the inside spills out onto the street. Through the dark hours, I read from the book of abandonment. What then? What if history touches the skin like an intimate act and there's nowhere to go that isn't it? Is it the same anger that clothes us, that undoes us too? In the morning, carrion crows are flying in circles overhead. There's a slight breeze, the drawing of breath, the ghost of rain. We sit at the kitchen table, our hands almost touching. Adagio. Where the lapwings had been was empty, and the valley sunk beneath the light shifting of sun. You clung on inside the notes as they swayed between horn and oboe. The avulsion was the body's argument. You were somewhere between a field and a memory. The score was still playing as you ventured towards where the words would fuse into you. Integument. Heart. For example, my hand. Whatever you might think, bodies could be touching on this page, some intimacy left over, or the page itself touching. Your hands, for example, holding the book, and my hand, encoded, transposed, framed, and then maybe not, crossing circuits, you reading me, a dusting of pollen on our fingertips.